But they don't, because they call that something else now, don't they?
What do they call it now?
Oh, what is it, man?
You thinking of hepatitis? Or?
Yeah, hepatitis. That's about the same thing, ain't it?
I think so. What about when you have a pain down here and have to have an operation?
Appendicitis.
Was there an old-fashioned name for that?
No, I don't believe there was. I didn't hear about it.
And if you ate something that didn't agree with you and it came back up, you say you had to...
Vomit. Or puke.
Which sounds better?
Well, vomit, I guess. Herp.
How does that sound?
Well, it sounds alright.
And if a person vomited, he was sick. Where?
His stomach.
Huh?
His stomach.
Okay, you'd say he's sick?
His belly or stomach. Or used to be his belly.
And say if I'm... If your neighbor across the road had gotten some real exciting news, she'd say, well, she had hardly gotten the news when she came right over.
Told me.
Okay. So why would you say she came over? She came over.
I tell you the news.
And if a boy's spending a lot of time with a girl who keeps on going over to the same girl's house, you'd say that he's...
crazy about her, I guess.
What did people used to say? He was...
courting.
Okay. Did you ever hear he's sparking her? Or?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What?
Sparking.
You don't hear that anymore, do you?
No.
What does sparking mean?
Well, it's like courting, going to see a girl.
Do you hear the word courting these days?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But not that other.
And he would be called her...
boyfriend.
And should be his?
Girlfriend.
What do people used to call it? Did they say boyfriend and girlfriend? What did they used to say?
Got him.
Sweetheart.
Yeah, sweetheart.
And if a boy comes home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother would say he had been...
kissing some girl.
Any old-fashioned way of saying kissing?
No, I don't reckon.
And when the girl stops letting the boy come over to see her, you say that she... did what? She...
Well, it used to be an old-time name, and she slided him.
Okay. And he asked her to marry him, but she...
said no.
And they were engaged, and all of a sudden she...
backed out.
But if she didn't back out, you'd say they went ahead and got...
married.
Any joking ways of saying got married?
Well, tying a knot. Mm.
Did you ever hear jump the broomstick?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People would say.
That sounded pretty good, didn't jump the broomstick.
Did people ever actually jump a broomstick?
I think so. Yeah.
Would that be, if they didn't have a preacher, they'd do that, or would that be after the wedding, or what?
No, it'd be after the wedding, I believe.
And at a wedding, the boy that stands up with the groom, he's called the...
Welcome, the bridegroom.
Or maybe he's the bridegroom's best friend.
Oh, you call that the usher, don't you?
Okay. Do you ever hear groomsman or waiter or best man?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What'd you hear?
Well, best man.
Okay.